something?
I have started the recording. Hey, everybody. I can start
Hold up, did
editing.
you start the recording?
Yeah, but I can edit it anytime.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, fuck it. Let's go. Tell everybody where you've been and what you've been doing and why we haven't been recording, because it's all your fault, not mine.
This is not my fault. All right, first of all, what's up, everyone? My name is Mr. Xian. Wait, that's not even my damn name no more. I done went and changed my damn name, alias, everything on these people. My name is Corey Kaizen, and I'm here with
TSB
Hittable.
motherfucking
Oh,
terror code.
ooh
You
wee.
know who I am?
Yeah, Papaw.
Yeah,
So,
Papaw.
anyways, we ain't been able to record because Papaw's been a little feeling down.
Bullshit. You
What?
haven't showing up.
That ain't what happened. Like,
Yeah. Well, we both have jobs. We
save
both have
lots, had a lot of sales.
that's a fact. Save a lot's had a lot of sales. We've been buying window units that keep mysteriously disappearing because it's hot in Texas and I don't know what the hell's going on. But Corey seems to stay well stocked in his room.
That has nothing to do with me. I actually have a conspiracy behind that, but I don't even want to get into it.
I don't want to hear your bullshit about ACs or Long
So
John
you don't
Silvers.
want to hear about my conspiracy as to like why that I am firm believer that Punisher is stealing all the AC units and funding Alpha Dog Esports.
Okay, you got me there. I might want to hear that.
I mean,
But
honest to God, that's what I've heard. I've heard that's what's keeping the lights on, that's what's keeping the bills being paid over there, is AC units being stolen from our trailers. And
wow.
that's what's funding the real Alpha Dog. Which, by the way, did you know that an Alpha Dog could be a lion?
No, that's not true. I'm a lion.
So you don't think a dog could be a lion?
No, I'm a lion. I am the Leo, the lion, the alpha.
The alpha.
No, yeah, no, nobody can beat me.
Yep. And as a at least a high tier beta here, I'm gonna just say, I'm just joking. I'm joking. At least I ain't Omega. I don't want to be one of them.
Nobody wants to be an Omega.
I get in a fight with Punisher every time. It feels like I'm fighting one of my exes. It's probably because he's all up in their likes. Whoa.
That would be funny if you guys met up in real life and had a disagreement because you're a really tall, big country guy, and he's polar opposite of that. So, but people's online personalities are that way, man. Some people are not the same in person as they are online. I try to be the same person everywhere.
Yeah, I try and be pretty badass across the board, like in all aspects, you know what I'm saying? But
Corey,
I what?
to
What
get too
now?
personal, but you call girls daddy, so
I do
don't try
not
to play
call
that
girls
boy.
daddy. I have 14 years of longevity in the clan scene, and at least six of those I haven't called a female daddy. Like, I just want to make that very much so clear.
Yeah, you know what? That's something we could talk about. 14 years. Obviously, TSB's been around too. I don't even know how long
How
we've been
long?
around when I'm right at 16 years.
Damn, son.
And it's I understand why a lot of clans don't make it that long. And then on the other hand, I don't understand why they don't make it that long.
Well, I mean, like when I formed XGN way back in 2010, there was quite a few clans that like started at the same time that had just as much, well, I wouldn't even say opportunity, I guess just as little opportunity as I did. You know, Punisher, as we mentioned earlier, running several of them, just didn't make it. You know, I put out tweets often. You know, a lot of people are dope, but they quit too soon, and like that's essentially plays a big role of it. And then obviously, another role that even I can contest to is like the will to just defy what everyone around you thinks or defy like people because of some weird clan scene rivalry type mentality versus like giving a better experience for everybody is what I've noticed, you know?
Oh yeah, I mean it's you see, I mean, well, Twitter's a perfect example. How many people on there have opinions about decisions we make with our clan who have started and shut down multiple communities over, several years? And you see it all the time in your community. People are always like, they'll leave your community, poach a couple of people, and their mindset is, when I own a community, I'm going to do things completely different. And on one hand, you should, go be successful. I don't want to wish failure on people. But on the other hand, what I always tell people when they come to me and ask if they can leave and start a clan, and I never say no when people come talk to me, is that you're going to realize that when you're sitting at the top making all the decisions, you're the one that gets all the blowback from that. It's really easy to say, I would do this and I would do that. Wait until you develop relationships with the people in your community. And these are people you consider friends, people that you trust. Wait until you have opposing friends in a situation and you have to step in and make a decision. And you're going to tell one of them he's right or her right, she's right. And another friend, you're going to tell they're wrong. That's a tough thing to do. And the consistency of having people trust you enough for you to tell them, you're wrong in this situation and to not leave you, they have to, people have to trust you. They have to trust that as a friend, you're going to tell them the truth. As a leader, you're going to tell them the truth. They may disagree, but you can disagree and still respect each other. You can disagree and still be friends. And that is a tough position to be in sometimes that people don't think about. And to wear the weight of setting where we're setting, that's why you see people come and go. Like Sly Knot started and closed down, VA, I don't know how many times. And that wasn't his first community. And it's a weight to show up every day and be consistent. I mean, there are a lot of good things that come with it. Don't get me wrong. I love running my community. But sometimes you feel the weight of everything on top of you. And not everybody can handle that. And they can't handle it for as long as we have. I don't know of any other clan leader that has maintained a clan of the size that we have that's done it as long as we have. I don't know of one.
I mean, everyone wants to leave and make their own clan with blackjack and hookers, so you gotta deal with police and overdoses, you know what I mean? So, like, to me, it looks a lot easier than it really is. And it's always the people with the least experience or the least amount of time really dedicating to anything for a long period of time that has the most to say, right? And I actually get super offended when certain people talk on certain aspects of the scene and certain aspects of clans. Like I once told Game, I said, dude, it must be nice just to be able to disappear and just walk away and just be able to come back and know that everything is just going to be here because I'm here, right? To keep those pieces together. Like people like me and you, we don't have that kind of privilege to just step away and just know that everything is going to be just okay, right? And go live, life and then, get a throw owner or creator in your bio and just call it a day. A lot of people have respect and a lot of people get, like, I guess, their voice heard when, in my opinion, that they don't really deserve to even be speaking on certain things. Because it's not like they were in the trenches. It's not like they really, was a part of it. There's a difference between being alive and living, right? There's a difference between being a part of it and leading. And it doesn't necessarily have to be clan owners. There's plenty of like long-lasting dedicated leaders inside of clans that I would hold like right along myself. You know what I mean? I know that you could do the same for people on your side.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no way I could do what I'm doing right now without good leaders surrounding me who help share the load. You know, Unicorn, the other founder of TSB, he's again actively deployed in the Middle East. He won't be around for a year. And so, you know, we've built a team, Cuddly, who is our senior director in Clan Ops, you know, TSB Forsaken, who's a director, and you know, that's someone I've known in real life for years, who puts in the work. And you know, Core, my daughter, is you know, runs all of my web ops, all of the stuff like that in TSB. Have Darth, who will do, I can plug him in anywhere and he'll do anything. And then, you know, I have Azazel, Callie, Blue, Snow, and Reblay, who pretty much run all of the other side of my stuff. And I couldn't do what I do without those guys, because I couldn't even, you know, as big as your clan is, if you didn't have people that you could trust that are going to make the right decisions, handling the day-to-day stuff, we couldn't even have, you wouldn't even have time to record this podcast. It would be a full-time job. And not everyone's willing to make that kind of a dedication. And I've did that for years and years and years. And I'm to the point now that, you know, TSB is kind of a machine. The code of conduct, the handbook, the ranks, you know, we're kind of set where we're at. We tweak it, but it's pretty much a stable machine, you know. And so you train people, you put people in positions who make good decisions, who you're not going to have to worry about getting caught up in bullshit, some kind of scandalous shit, you know, and you let it work and you step in when you need to step in.
Yeah, and you know, I feel like a lot of people don't put the effort into it takes to build that kind of foundation, right? They and many times start trying to build at the top and then, you know, funnel down, which we've highlighted several times. That's a flaw in how you build a clan. You know, you really have to everyone. It depends on everyone, especially in the beginning, actually building that motherfucker. You know what I mean? Actually putting the time in, the effort, the energy, the sacrifice, you know, those are all things and people that simply believe in the vision that's bigger than just themselves. And a lot of people don't want to take that time out to invest not only in themselves, but invest in their peers, invest in their people to, you know, receive that outcome. And then 6 months to a year pass by and they're just standing around like, well, why ain't this thing built? It's because you didn't build it. You know what I mean? And that's the same
Facts.
position I feel like people like Ray, people like Pun, people, you know, to this caliber of leadership that I feel like that they find themselves in often, where it's a constant, never ending, well, restart, reboot, and it must be very exhausting on the bottom of the food chain, constantly having to reboot for the past, you know, 14 years. While there's been other people that have just simply made it work. And the answer can't be, you know, the resources we had, the same resources we had, the same opportunity, the same disadvantages, the same advantages, the same obstacles, but yet we're here and they're there. You know what I mean? So at a certain point, I feel like we've earned our voice. We've earned the right to speak on certain things, the right to, you know, be almost gatekeepers or safeguarders of the scene. You know, I was talking with Helios the other day about how many people actually are in the scene and how that we can increase our, you know, reach, increase our interaction. And, you know, and it really is left up to us to kind of rebuild what other people have let down, right? Other, you know, torch holders of the scene, such as KSI and so forth and so on, MEA. That kind of just let the scene down and kind of like let a bubbling, festering, like bubble of success just fade away. And the opportunity that was missed by those that came before us, and now it's left up to us to kind of pave the way of a new scene. But there's always those clans that want to combat us along the way just for the sake of being right. You know what I mean? And it's not even about that anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on something when you brought up Ryan Punn, and I'll say this, Punisher I've known since he was probably 14, and I mean his clan experience comes at a time when clans were way different. TSB was way different, you know. He was in KSI and MEA, and when they were going at each other and things were going all crazy, you know. I mean, he was a young, impressionable guy there, just like you. A lot of your clan experience, you know, you realize you learned a lot of things from Nodis that you shouldn't do. You know what I mean? Like you were smart enough to realize that those are things I'm not going to carry into the future. So Punisher is kind of he's a product of the toxic clan scene that was back then. And I think he's grown up some and he tries to do better. I get frustrated because he speaks from a position of someone who hasn't done what we've done. And I don't, you know, obviously you don't feel like he has a right to voice his opinion on certain things because he hasn't done what we've done. And that's a very valid criticism.
And he always finds himself on the other side of the fence than the right side, which is just, it's miraculous how that always happens.
Yeah. Ray, on the other hand, Ray is just a bad person. You know, she's someone that used clans for financial gain. And, you know, has made statements about how Hydra stole her income tax return and all these things that, I mean, I have found that those are seasonal clans. You know what I mean? And we're here year round. So you ride those seasonal people out, and longevity has shown, obviously, no one's been arrested for stealing her taxes because no one stole her taxes. People will never understand how much money that woman took from people in Unlimited. I mean, just Azazel alone, you're talking thousands and thousands of dollars he invested in that esports org. And she was going to pay him back out of her income tax, which miraculously didn't show up because Hydra, quote unquote, hacked her, stole her identity, and took her income tax return. I mean, we have the pictures. They were going to buy this house in Florida, this luxurious house in Florida for their members. And I don't know how many thousands of dollars she collected on that. And, you know, if you're going to talk ugly about me, I'm going to do my homework. We spoke to the homeowner of the house that they were showing pictures of, and it wasn't even for sale. And the price that they were saying they were going to pay for it wasn't even a fraction of what that, I mean, it was a multi-million-dollar home, you know, and she had these people convinced that they were going to donate enough, they were going to buy that house, and each member was going to get to come there and stay a week or two, you know, a year. But the creators of Unlimited were going to be there, you know, year round, and this, that, and the other. And it makes it hard for people who try to do the right thing when you have people out there selling pipe dreams like that. She was only in it for money. She never cared about anyone in Unlimited. She wanted fame and she wanted money. And she's not the first person to start a clan that wanted that. I mean, Nodis comes to mind. For all the things he did, you know the money situation.
Yeah.
In KSI. And I'll say this about Lucky, Mr. Seven. To my knowledge, that man never took money from anyone. You know, you can agree or disagree with what he was and what he did, but he was never on that side of things. You know, when I really liked Lucky. At one time, Lucky would just drink and make stupid decisions, and I'm the first one to say I do as well. But he tried to put me in a situation of Lucky couldn't, you couldn't, if you were friends with him, you could only be friends with him. And he didn't want me to be friends with J2H for Life, who I was still am very close to. And he put me in an awkward situation, and I obviously chose my friend over someone, you know, I mean, For Life and I had been there and done that. I wasn't going to turn my back on him for anyone. And that kind of led to our downfall, you know, me and Lucky. And he has to live with the outcome of that. So do I. And I'm okay with it. I'm still here. And you notice that when, you know, if you don't think a leader is important, look at MEA since Lucky retired. Look at KSI since Nodis left. For all the people that hated him, it's never been the same without him.
Yeah, I mean, you really look at it. You've got to be here all year round. Like you said, you can't be here. It can't be a seasonal thing. You know, even me, you know, stepping away from XGN, you know, you still see me constantly around, constantly sharing tweets, constantly pushing the brand as much as I possibly can, right? And even to the point that when I formed a secondary community, I utilized the XGN mantra as the name, right? Just to tie those brands together. Like, there's so much that a leader, like having a face, the value, so much value that having a face of your organization and having, you know, even multiple faces that kind of speak on behalf of your organization, you know, brings to the table. It's more of like solidifying certain decisions, solidifying certain movements. And, you know, a lot of leaders make the mistake of not uplifting those around them as well, right? I feel like I've done a really good job at branding people like Bree and Orion and helping them understand like the power they have in their own branding, right? And what they can do and how they can move mountains just by speaking, right? And that's something that I feel is important for clans to do, is you have to always be trying to bring up the next you know, and it's not going to be easy. You know, you're going to have several trial and errors. You know, I think it took 5+ years straight just to kind of discover the core leadership that I have now. And that's a leadership that I can really believe in. But kind of switching topics a little bit, you know, we talked about some of the clans that don't have longevity and don't really have what it takes to stick with the process and stick with, you know, their clans. Hydra did recently add NE. You want to kind of tell
Yes.
people a little bit about that and tell people about NE's process and the route to Hydra and the road to Hydra?
Well, the first two, well, I'll say there are three things that have to be established before you can even go into the probationary phase of joining Hydra. And the first one is we have to like you. We have to gel with you. You know, we don't want to bring people around that are going to tear apart what we've done and what we've built. So, first and foremost, you have to be good people. You know, we have to trust you, we have to like you, and we have to be around you. Second thing is, your clan has to be established, boots on the ground, rolling for over a year. Because the first year, I mean, how many clans haven't made it a year? So that's a pretty good
Majority.
indicator, yeah, of whether a clan is around for a while, is you have to be at least a year old. And then there's a 1 year probationary period where you have to be around. So if you want to join Hydra, your clan has to be make it 2 years at least, you know? So that second year or the year that you're on probation with Hydra is to integrate members, put you around, because I've always said if it's a true alliance, every decision you make, I have to back. And, you know, I'm lending my name to you and you're lending your name to me, because when you say Hydra, that refers to me, Helios, Concept, and, you know, Undead now. So you have to know that these are good people. And it hasn't always been that way. You know, people didn't take it as serious as I took it. And they didn't take their online name as serious as I took it. And I have found that the people that are not honest online are not honest in real life. You know, I mean, it's a carryover. Don't get on here and tell me, well, it's just Xbox, man. It's you can say whatever you want to say. Bullshit. If you're gonna lie on Xbox, you fucking will lie in real life.
The character definitely shows through. Like, the person you are online is, you know, 9 times out of 10, especially if you get to know the person, is who they are in person. You know, as much as that, you know, people may try and cover it up, you know, the same thing comes with anything. What's done in the dark always comes to light, you know? So, me personally, I like to think I'm a pretty judgy character, but obviously I have mistakes some. And I feel like the, you know, parameters and those guidelines, you know, just it taking 2 years minimum to even have the possibility, there's a lot of clans that couldn't make that happen, right? So I mean, when I saw that come out on Twitter, I was like, that's a big deal. And that kind of shows the level of where NE is approaching as an organization. And that's kind of, that's what we want to see as a scene. Believe it or not, people want to paint us as bad people or only out for ourselves, or we don't want new communities to grow. Like, the more new growth that we have, the more new life this scene has, the better it is for all of us, right? And that's why, sites and platforms like Clan Hub is going to become so important to the scene, to be able to highlight the happenings, the news, the major stories, the accomplishments, the events, while also providing like these tools that help, prospering newer clans. That's why I think the more tools that we can develop like that is only the better for the scene.
Absolutely. I mean, NE is obviously a clan that's been around and is very stable. They have a pretty large membership base and they have a lot of good people. Undead's a really good guy. Twisted, good guy. Dev, good guy when he's active. He's a college student and everything. But it has to be about people who have a common goal. We don't, like you and I have said a million times, we know where the stopping, we know where the finish line is. What path we all take to get there can be different, as long as we're headed there. I don't want to control anyone's identity. I want, recently, there was a guy that was a longtime XGN member that had left and been out for a while. He had done a couple of petty things. He asked to join TSB. Obviously, I went to you and talked to Orion. And, we didn't. You didn't want to exclude that guy from the scene. He had made a couple of mistakes. We talked about it. He's now a member of TSB. People that are sitting around saying, oh, we're trying to control who's in what clan and everything. We don't want good people leaving the scene. We're trying to get more good people into the scene. So if you're one of those people that our communities have said, we don't want you in or around communities that are around us, what does that say about you? What does it say about who you are?
I mean, it really just puts their clan at a disadvantage by trying to restrict, networking, restrict collaboration, really just trying to really hold their clan down, and putting a ceiling on their clan that's not needed. Like, our goals are so vastly different than some of the clans that oppose us are, right? Like, we're trying to make sure that the future of our clans is set in stone, and maybe even theirs too, right? Like, gaming is changing, the internet is changing, like, these things are happening, and making sure that our scene is Web3 ready, making sure that our scene is ready for that next evolution of the internet, the next revolution of Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, hell, even virtual reality, augmented reality, mobile gaming. Like, the time for growth and the time for innovation, the time to really break barriers to have these tens of thousand member clans is now, because the walls are coming down from gaming to where now, on paper, communities should be, thriving, right? Because all these platforms are able to interact with one another and communicate with one another. But where do they start? Our communities, our clans are in many ways a hub to connect these platforms together and to find gamers that you can play crossplay with, share your passion for Nintendo with, share your passion for mobile games with, party up on Clash of Clans, party up in Mario Kart, hop over on Fortnite and play from Fortnite PlayStation with your Xbox friends. Like, right now, everything that Microsoft is doing, everything that all of these big tech companies are doing is only beneficial for clans. And that's what I'm really focused on, is making sure that all of us are ready for that kind of future. You look at Samsung, I know you've seen the that where, you're not even going to need an Xbox anymore, and we talked about that seasons ago on this podcast.
Yes, we did. I mean, sitting where we're sitting, you're always kind of looking at the crystal ball trying to predict the future. You know, I mean, we want to make the scene bigger and better. And we want to add clans. We don't want to exclude clans. We want to add clans. That's why we have so many resources, Clan Hub, that my DMs are always open, just like yours. I will give anybody advice. I will sit down and talk to anyone about anything that will help make the clan scene bigger. So these guys that are sitting around talking about how exclusive we are, they've totally missed the point. Everything we've done is to make it more inclusive. The fact that they're excluded, again, goes back to look at yourself. Why are you excluded? You have people there that are swatting people. You have people there that have posted revenge porn. You have people there that have done all these things. You're holding your clan back. Not me. Not Corey. We're not holding you back. Decisions you've made, the people you choose to surround yourself with, are holding your clan back. You've limited yourself. You've stunted your own growth. You've killed your potential as a clan because of decisions you've made. And I will say this once again, the thing that has always kept Hydra strong and the thing that keeps our relationship so strong is that not one person or one small group of people is bigger than what we're doing. I'm never going to let that interfere with the decisions that I make. Someone that's done some shitty stuff to Helios or Concept or Undead is not going to be allowed in my community. It's not worth it. You're not going to allow them in your community. It's not worth what we've built. It has to mean something, you know?
Yeah, I mean, why risk the experience of the many, just to prove, just to be right, just to defy, you know what I mean? Like, you should value the opinion of your peers, the opinion of those that have been here longer than you, especially looking at where we've come and how far we've come and the things that we've been able to accomplish. Why would you bet against us, right? If anything, you would think these clans would latch on for dear life because we're the rocket ship out of this bitch. You know what I mean? Like, we're the ones that are trying to, further this and provide the type of funding, the type of support, the type of outreach, the type of, realistically, reach in general that we need to become more than just a speck in time, right? To make sure that what we're building means something, make sure what we're building outlives you, outlives me. And, clans that are just battling that and fighting that are just kind of repeating mistakes of the past or just trying to, relive the past or just trying to hold the scene back when we're trying to push it forward light years than it's ever been before. And, you've seen the facts, you've seen the details behind, Clan Hub and the stuff that's, in the works and to come. We've even expanded further on that. Everyone knows about Microsoft Teams or WebEx or, these video chatting services. Even now, we're highly dependent on Discord. Our scene needs its own platform, right? Imagine you have a member that's on Clan Hub on their phone at work. You're at your workstation at your home setup. You have someone playing Oculus Quest 2 VR at their house. And then you just start drag and drop, and you set up a virtual meeting essentially with your members right there, right then, right? And it pops up on your phone, it pops up on your computer, it pops up on your virtual reality headset, and you just join that call, and then you have a virtual meeting with your staff, with your team that's making your clan work. These are all things that are in the works that are just custom made technology, custom built scripts that's just for clans. You're not gonna find that by being Omega, right? No one's doing that. They might get a WordPress website, they might get a pre-built site, but they're not going to put the funds and put the energy behind it to actually build out custom technology, and that's what we're trying to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think in the next month or so, when people, as things start to be unveiled and they realize how far ahead we are and how far behind they are, it's going to become even more blatantly obvious that we are trying to propel the scene. We're not trying to hold the scene back. And again, what I said earlier, name a community that's been around longer than TSB or XGN. I know that KSI claims this, but that clan has started and shut down so many times. Even .org, and I like those guys. They claim to be the real KSI, but I mean, they're not. They're a breakoff who took the name. And I mean, that's not even a dispute. I mean, because you have KSI.com and KSI.org. You have XGC, who's been around for a long time, but maybe has 400 members in all of their quote-unquote clans. Because those guys are so far behind, like SYN, I don't even know what all they have over there. They call those clans, those are just divisions of XGC. That's how dated their system is, you know? And being saying they have 400 members is kind of being generous, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think XGC, most of the
KSI, especially .com, you know, they lost their soul a long time ago, you know?
Facts. I mean, look at 007. He's an incel. Look at the things that you've seen him say to women on Twitter. Look at the things he says about people on Twitter. I mean, how can you build a successful brand around that? Someone that acts that way, it's not going to happen.
And he only sees himself. He only sees his clan, doesn't see a value in having peers or a value in a scene or really any other clan. I don't know why any other clan would ever support XGC personally, because they don't give a fuck about you. They barely give a fuck about themselves. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't even give a fuck about themselves till we started talking bad about them, and they just realized, damn, we suck. And they had to go out and get a new logo. I mean, their Twitter was so inactive, it just took me just filing a case with Twitter for Twitter to give me the @ExileGaming, which everyone should follow. I turned it into a Dwight Yoakam fan page. It's hilarious. So when you go to @ExileGaming on Twitter, it's just a Dwight Yoakam fan page. That's it.
And, you know, this is what cracks me up. He's over there telling people, those guys, they want to hurt us. They want to do all this. Yo, bro, I can't do anything to your clan you haven't done to it. Like, you're my best weapon. Keep treating people like shit over there.
It's
keep
not
being
like
you.
People's going to come back to them. They've got to pay.
Yeah, man. Just, hey, 007, keep being you, baby. That's all I need. You're helping. Trust me.
I want to know if he takes food stamps.
Don't change. Keep. Hey, be the change you want to be over there, bro. Like, keep rocking it. You are the man. You are helping everyone in the clan scene tremendously, because the people you push away come here and realize what a shit community they were in forever. And unfortunately, you know, the bad thing is he drives a lot of people completely out of the clan scene who think he represents what all clans are. That's the unfortunate thing about it, you know, is that he doesn't even know how to treat people. So why should he own a community? I've seen the DMs, the shit he says to people. He's not a good human being. He's an insecure little man.
He doesn't even like clans. Like, he shouldn't even be running a clan. He doesn't even like his people. He doesn't like his members.
That man doesn't like himself. Look at the way he talks to people.
No, he really don't. It's just, I still can't get over the fact that he's charging people $50, or, I kid you not, it's in the fine text. You pay him $50 to get back, and or 16 3 liters of Mountain Holler. He only takes money or 3 liters of Mountain Holler. That's it.
No. Hey, I'm not paying anybody Mountain Holler. You got me fucked up.
He ain't getting into my shit. Hell no, I ain't doing that. He tells Listen. Everybody we came from his clan. I didn't even know what the fuck an XGC was. Never heard of them. They got the worst street team ever. Like, of all time. Like, I'm just some little kid, and like, it's just amazing me. Like, I have every reason to fail, and still outdid him like 100 times over, like a like
he
10
was
years
set
ago.
up for success when he broke off of KSI. How many people did he take? And
Thousands.
what? And where is he at now? We'll be completely generous. Let's say they have 700 people. So he doesn't even have a third or a fourth of what he left KSI with. Bro, you're killing it. You are killing it.
I do a real good job at making him just look embarrassing. Like, realistically. Like, because I'm just some dumbass little kid. They ain't nobody followed me from KSI. When KSI United was made, they took the whole board and left me. They didn't even ask me. They didn't want my ass. Black Ghost, I was like, damn, I would have voted. I would have said, fuck Bill, but I wouldn't even ask. So I stayed. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Bill, I love your ass. I was the only board member they didn't want to take because I was a little kid.
Yeah, oh, I know. I remember when you were trying to sell me a t-shirt deal.
Oh, that went great. We'll just say he beat me up. That's what we'll say.
Listen, you came into a party with me and J2H for life and proposed a t-shirt deal for our communities. How is that going
to
go?
I didn't know I was going to the goddamn gathering of the Juggalos. I got stomped out in the parking lot.
You had a great business opportunity for two people who don't give a fuck about business.
Honestly, it's probably a good thing that you didn't go with that, because the t-shirt's probably been ass and you would have been really mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think we were making it with like a screen printer, like a fucking like $50 thing. So like it's probably better. But in my mind, I was rocking a MySpace website. I thought I was fucking the shit. My website literally looked like MySpace. It had like music. I had a music bot. I had that little spinning globe. You know the one, the spinning globe with the geographic location of all the visitors for some reason. We had that, the no cheating spinning icon. You know what I'm talking about, that old E107, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That E107 website was smacking. These kids don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know about the struggle, the trenches. Y'all think y'all are fortunate you have party chats. Don't get me started. I had to log on Xbox, walk up fucking 16 miles of fucking sleet and snow just to hop into a private chat. They spoiled Trent.
Yeah. They have no clue.
They don't know what the fuck. They lost them.
You know, the struggle was so real, we're trying to give people... We're trying to give you a way to make your clan successful. Just show up. Just show up, man. Go to Clan Hub. Start reading articles. Ask for help. See what happens.
Literally.
That's all you got to do.
Like, there's a whole... Like, we're literally typing how-to articles. Like, we're about to be rolling out tools. Like, here's a website. Here's a CMS. Here's this shit. Just here. Take it. Do something.
Yeah.
Like, that's all we want is for you to do something.
Like just taking, do something.
I'm taking shit people charge hundreds of dollars for and putting into like a little tiny subscription, just being like, roll with it. Like I just gotta see more growth out of the scene, man. I just wanna see more clans actually have an idea, have a fucking vision, just think, use your brain, and just see it through. Just like don't quit. Just don't give up. Just see it through. And don't just be a dick along the way. Like, I don't understand how it's so hard for clans to be successful in 2022.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, you just have people that are terrible people. Literally, in the last 24 hours, kicked a person out of TSB for posting porn in our fucking servers, you know? And this person's defense was, it doesn't say in the handbook I can't post porn in the servers. I said, you realize we're a 16-plus community, so there are minors in those servers. Yeah, but the code of conduct, you can't kick me out because the code of conduct and handbook don't say I specifically can't do that. So, okay. All right, so you're just a fucking idiot. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what it is, just people wanting to be idiots. And I don't even dedicate too much time to those people. I really don't. I just try and move forward, keep it moving, because there's so much positivity and so much growth happening. We mentioned earlier about NE, and we mentioned about, you know, their success and how they're on the come up. I want to see more clans like NE, right? I want to see more clans that actually follow through with their vision. Believe it or not, I want to see Punisher actually commit to something, be on the right side of the fence, and do good shit, right? Because, it's not like I haven't been around the man. It's not like I haven't been in his party. It's not like I haven't been around him. It's just he always finds a way to be on the opposite side of the right side, right? And that's just frustrating. But
I
the
think that
last. Go ahead.
it's not so much about him picking the wrong side as it is he picks the side opposite of us for some reason.
Which is usually the wrong
I think
side.
That he I think that he I think that he knows that he's picking the wrong side, but he just can't side with us and say, you guys are right on this one. And it goes back to the era that he come up in clans, He was in clans that were always opposing the ideas and things that we were doing. And it's unfortunate. I mean, growth, man. Growth is a beautiful thing.
I really do believe that with the tools that, we're rolling out with and the ideas that Exxian and Hydra is pushing and other like-minded groups in the scene, I think that, we can see a big boom of tens of thousands of users. And, it's not even an if, it's a when. And I just hope that the clans that aren't with what we're getting trying to get with it, or they're gonna get left behind, right? Like that's where it's moving. And the last kind of thing I wanna, leave everyone with, and I want your thoughts on, is just kind of where do you see the scene going in 2023 with everything that's rolling out, and what do you have advice for someone planning to launch a clan January 1st, 2023?
I mean, listen, the advice I give everyone would be you have to be there every day. You have to be there every single day putting in work, and don't start a community, make a board of directors and a Hall of Fame in the same week. Because 6 months after you do that, you're going to have people who've put in more work for your community than you and the board of directors have. You start at the squad level. And you have to run a squad. And when you find someone that you can train and have them run that squad, you've got to split that squad. And you've got to build a division. Then you've got to split a division. You have to do the legwork. You have to be there every day. And as far as where I see gaming going, technology is evolving so fast that honestly, in the next year, the next year is crazy to think about. The next 10 years is mind-blowing to think about where we're going to be. And Clan Hub is going to be a major part of the future of the gaming scene, in my opinion, because of the things that are going to be unveiled through that. It's so easy now for someone to find a clan. It's so easy now for someone to build a clan. It's not easy to maintain that clan. That's the struggle. I know a lot of guys who've built really big clans and then fall off. Maintaining consistency is the key to everything. I've had so many of these seasonal kids talk shit to me and these other clans, and I'm like, maintain that energy in 3 months, in 6 months, because I'm still going to be here doing the same thing. You see some of the people I tweet at still. They're like, I don't even understand why you still care about that. That was a year ago. I mean, I just maintain the same energy, bro, all the way through. From here on out, this is who I am. And it's not my fault that you're seasonal.
My ending statement and my advice really is no more excuses, right? No more excuses. We mentioned how the scene once was, how it was hostile, how it was inconsistent, how the technology didn't provide us with the opportunity that's here today. We didn't have party chats, we didn't have Discord. We had one-on-one chats and game lobbies and MSN, right? And the two people in this podcast, we still made it, right? We had very little opportunity and we still did it. You know, I did it and I made another clan and I'm doing it again, right? You know, we have a platform, Clan Hub, that, you know, we're pushing, that is now providing tools for all these clans, and we still did it, right? It's about to be 2023. Gaming is more open than ever. There's more people than ever gaming. There's more people than ever searching for a community, searching for a clan. There's no more excuses. How many times am I going to outdo 007 until he stops blaming me to why he's not successful? How many times is Pun going to blame me for his shortcomings? How many times are my tweets just going to be laughed at or downplayed, or am I not going to be appreciated, when the truth is I've raised the bar for so many clans like 6 years ago and has only gone higher since then, right? Like, how many excuses will there be until you sit down and decide to commit to a vision bigger than yourself and you get your success on your own and you stop blaming us and those that have been here every single day for your shortcomings? And that's really all I have to say, homie.
I mean, my final statement is, don't be an Omega. You know, there are a lot of you out there.
My final statement is, raise hell, praise Dale.
DVX, Sly, Ivy, you know what you've done and what you've said about me. So you live with that in obscurity, okay? And listen, the tools are there. We want to help. Just be a decent person.
All right. Tune into the next episode, guys. We appreciate you listening. Peace.
Peace.